Welcome to Larry Reading's America. This is the whiskey version. Tonight, the co-hosts are Greg Deargood and Steve Ollier and Mike Spreckelson couldn't make it tonight. Something come up at the last minute. We have already done some tasting off air, and what we're going to do now is this is a blind taste contest, and we'll see how everybody rates them. So Steve, let's start with you tonight.
All right. Number one, I gave the appearance of seven. They all look about the same. They're all pretty amber, about a mid-amber. So the nose, I thought this was very sweet. I got a lot of apples, maybe some citrus or tropical fruit going on. I like the nose. I gave it a seven. The taste, I got some wood. The apples came back. I actually got a little clove, too. Some baking spices going on there. I gave it a six. And then for the finish, I thought it was really short, very sweet up front, finished with a little bit of black pepper. You know, I also gave that a six for a total of 26.
26. Yep. Okay, Greg, how about you on one?
Yeah, I had same with Steve. I mean, they're all kind of fairly similar colors. I thought it was light. It wasn't too light, but it wasn't too dark either. So it's kind of right in the middle. I kind of gave it a little edge on the darker side, so I went six. The nose was pretty fruity to me, a little bit of apple. I didn't get citrus like Steve got, but I was getting some like cherry, a little bit of cherry maybe. I thought it was overall good nose, so I gave it a seven. The taste was a nice taste, smooth taste. A little bit of the same kind of smells, you know, that I got was on the taste as well. So I gave it a seven. And the finish was definitely weak, but it wasn't bad. So I gave it a six. So I scored it a 26 as well.
Okay. Okay, well, you start with number two.
All right, so number two, it was a little darker than the other, than the last one. It had some nice legs to it. Kind of like that ZZ Top song, She's Got Legs. But, so I went ahead and gave it an eight. And the nose, again, I had a lot of cherry on that one. A sweet smell and butterscotch. And gave it an eight as well. And the palate was very buttery and butterscotch, definitely. I wasn't quite sure what I was getting on that, but it came to me that it was butterscotch, and it absolutely was butterscotch, so I gave it an eight. The finish, again, short, a little bit better than the last one. Gave it a seven, so it scored a 31.
Okay. Steve?
Yeah, again, I gave the appearance a seven. He's right. It's got a little bit of legs. Still a little light, but a little on the dark side. So I gave it a seven. Nose, butterscotch right up front for sure. Also got some corn and then some green oak. Like if you just out in your wood shop and you cut a piece of wood and the wood flies up in your face. I got that a lot too. Taste, again, I tasted corn and that butterscotch. And then, but I also got a hint of licorice, the black licorice on it. So. On the nose, I gave it an 8. On the taste, I gave it a 7. I thought the finish was a little short. Started out nice and sweet. Finished with a little black pepper. Gave that a 6. Total of 28.
Okay. Okay, Steve, go number 3.
All right. 3. On the nose, well, appearance, same thing. 7.
Yeah.
Nose, I got a lot of floral, like a geranium plant coming through on there. I gave that a 5. I didn't really like the nose. Taste, a lot of maybe fruit cobbler coming through. I couldn't tell if it was like an apple cobbler, peach, something sweet, but I could also taste that bready stuff, like the cobbler part of it. I thought it was malty, kind of malty. So I gave that a 6. And then the finish, I thought it was very short, sweet, short. I only gave it a 5. Total of 23.
Okay. Greg.
Appearance about the same as the others. Gave it a 7. It was a little bit above average. The nose, you know, I was getting fruity again and kind of reminded me of Juicy Fruit gum. I gave that an 8. And the taste, I thought it was the best so far. I gave it a 9. Kind of had that same sweet notes going on. And I accused you earlier, Larry, about pouring the same same whiskey in all four of these, but but anyhow, yeah, they're all very similar to me. And anyhow, the finish, I gave it a 7. It was a good one, decent. Still, I wish it was a little longer. I gave it overall of 31.
Okay, start with number 4, though.
So, number 4, it was like the second one. It was a little darker, so I gave it the same score as that one. 2 and 4 remind me of each other as far as the appearance. They were slightly darker than 1 and 3. So I gave it an 8. You know, it had some good legs, too. The nose was sweet and fruity, again, just like they all were. Of course, my sniffer ain't working the greatest. I forgot my nasal spray. But I gave it an 8. It was, from what I could tell, it smelled pretty good. The taste, I've got same sweet fruit as it was on the nose. And I think this was the best one of the bunch. So I gave it a 9. And then the finish, you know, I was still, again, hoping for a little bit longer finish as I was all the other three. You know, it was just a little bit, it was satisfactory, but it just made you longing for a little more. It's like, why couldn't this thing have a little more finish on it, you know? And I'm sure it's got to do with the proof, but hey, I gave it an 8, overall score of 33.
Okay, now, for me, obviously, these are all lower proof.
Hey, Larry, you forgot Steve on this one.
Oh, did I forget
you? Yeah, he's got to do this one.
All right, I'll finish.
I was just letting you know before you went on.
Yeah, that's it. That's age creeping up on me.
Yeah.
I thought this one had the best appearance, so I gave it an 8. Like Greg said, it's got some nice legs. And that's a little darker than the other ones. The nose, I picked up Bananas Foster. Right away on the nose, caramely, bananas. I gave that an 8 as well. Taste, I got that Bananas Foster again. Up front, especially, was sweet. Tasted like a nice dessert. And then towards the back, I got a little spice to it. I gave that an 8 there as well. And then on the finish, I thought very sweet up front. And then a little black pepper in the mid-range. And then I think I'm still tasting Red Hots. From the end, I think it finished with a nice, like a red hot candy finish. I gave that an 8 as well, for a total of 32.
32. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you mine. And again, my problem is I don't grade these until I'm done with 4 ounces. And some of them, after 3 sips, I don't like, and some of them by the end of it, I really like, and vice versa.
Some get better, some get worse.
Yeah. Right. And what I did, because I know they're all low proof, and I looked at all of them, and just a shade of difference, I just put them all 9 because they all look the same to me. Mm-hmm. They all had some viscosity when I rolled them in the Glencairn glasses. So I just gave them all 9 to be generous. The nose on the first one, I gave a 6. It just wasn't that appealing to me. The palate, I gave another 6. And part of it might be a misconception that I have about the product. The finish, I gave it a 7 for a total of 28. What did you have on yours?
26.
And what?
26.
This was Blanton's.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the most overrated bourbon in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why anyone would go and pay on a secondary market $150 for a bottle of this, it's just beyond me.
Well, with that said, there are, you know, I have found personally with the Blantons that they're all single barrels. So I've found some that most of them are average.
Yeah. Know?
But then I've had one that was kind of special. It kind of stood out from the rest of them.
Well, know? I've had about, I think, 8 or 10 bottles, and I still got maybe 5. And I bring it into one that I really liked.
Yeah. Yep.
But again, the mood I was in, I would have really liked anything. So, now, number two, and here's, I gave the appearance a 9 again. I gave the nose an 8. I gave the taste a 9. And I gave the finish a 7 for 33. Now, this one I really had problems with. I thought I could taste the butterscotch, but there was something else there that I couldn't put my finger on, and I kept at it. And then on the palate, it even became more pronounced. The butterscotch was still there, but what really, and I was looking at this wheel, trying to educate myself and have better taste buds.
And explain the wheel, what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, this is a bourbon flavor wheel to help when you say, oh, it tastes like walnuts or something. It gives you hints on if you're looking, you know, if you taste a nut, usually it's going to be walnut, almond, or pecan. But what I finally came up with, and when it hit me on the palate, the nose combined with the butterscotch tastes like bread coming out of an oven, or smelled like bread coming out of an oven to me. And on the palate, it was more of a bread pudding taste to me. And I don't see that on the wheel anyplace. Yeah. but this to me, you know, I scored at 33, and this is a Journeyman Last Feather Rye, and it's a wheated rye. And I just think for a low, it's a 90 proofer where the Blanton's 93, no age statement on either one. I think for the money, this thing's sensational for a low proof.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Well,
and it's a 90 proof, you said?
Yeah.
And you said it's wheated,
but wheated it's rye. It's a 90 proof wheated rye. It's called Journeyman Last Feather Rye Wheated.
So is it an actual bourbon or is it a rye?
It's a rye.
It's a rye
it's
with
a rye.
Wheat.
Okay. Yeah, rye with wheat.
Okay.
I mean, I just really liked it.
Yeah, because generally wheat or rye is, you know, they're the opposite of what's in there, right?
And I guess that combination, I just kept trying to get something on the nose, trying to get something on the palate, and that's what I came up with because the smell, it just, the sweetness of the butterscotch, but it just, to me, it smelled like bread coming out of an oven going in a bakery.
Huh. Have you tried our store pick version?
Yeah, I've got that.
It's good.
Really? Yeah.
What kind of prices on one of those?
It's like 70.
I don't think it was that high. Yeah. Not was it?
I think so. Like 60.
Yeah, I thought around there.
Yeah.
I just think, if somebody says you want a Blanton's or do you want that? I mean, it's just a no-brainer. Yeah. I mean, it's just.
So I guess the podcast group, they get it for 40. I mean,
yeah, that'll be the day. Okay, the third one, again, I gave the appearance a 9. I gave the nose a 6. The taste was good. I mean, it was a 7 taste to me. I mean, nothing nothing that, you know, hit it out of the park, but it was pretty good. The finish, I thought was nothing. So I gave that a 6 for a total of 28. Jefferson's Ocean. And again, there's nothing wrong with, I mean, if you want, if you're just sipping, but it's almost like you're going to have to continually sip it because the palate disappears quickly, the finish disappears. It's just, it's.
And there's a lot of Jefferson's Ocean out there. So which one was it exactly?
90 proof. I don't know. There's a lot of Jefferson. I mean, there's Jefferson's Reserve. I only saw one Jefferson's Ocean.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's different ones, different voyages.
But I don't pay attention to that. Because
like the store pick we have is the weeded one.
Yeah.
And there's the Jefferson's Ocean Rye. There's another.
Rye because I got three different bottles of Jefferson's Ocean, or Jefferson's. One the Ocean, one Reserve. And I forget what the other one was in some kind of a cast, but none of them really impressed me.
I think we have four different voyages in the store right now.
Now I think the Reserve, is that the cheaper one?
They're all about, we're all within a few bucks.
Because I bought a Jefferson's like a couple years ago and it came in a nice American flag bag. Kind of like a Blanton's bag, but it was like set up like the American
they
flag.
They saw you
and
coming.
It was like 20 some bucks.
No, I was going to say, if it was expensive, I thought they saw you coming.
they know it'd be, right?
Okay. Number four again. I gave it a 9 in appearance. I gave the nose an 8. I gave the palate an 8 to taste. I thought it was really good. And I gave the finish an 8. The funny thing about this one, on the third sip, I thought, well, the finish is really kind of light. But by the time I was done with the 4 ounces, it kind of came back because it started out a little peppery. It kind of went away, but then it came back a little. So I gave that an 8 for a total of 33.
Yeah.
Sazerac rye. Nice. So, and I don't know that some of that journeyman stuff is really good. I mean, I got 3 or 4 different bottles with the bourbon and the rye.
They're corset whips and whiskey. Oh, really good.
That's
it was whiskey of the year a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It's another weeded bourbon.
That's really some good stuff. I mean, it's
so Larry, did you score that last one? The
33.
I mean, is that your highest?
No, it tied with the Journeyman Last Feather Rye 33. Okay. And the Blanton's and the Jefferson were both top 28.
Yeah, my highest was the Sazerac 33, and then the two and three was tied at 31, Journeyman and Jefferson's. Blanton's was the worst,
you know,
26.
It's not Jefferson's was bad, but it's drinkable, and I could flip a coin between that and Blanton's. Yeah. And again, Blanton's, if you say, well, this is a good $50 to $60 bottle, and the same with Jefferson's, I can live with that. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of stuff better.
Yeah. Especially for the price.
And that Sazerac, I don't know what it is now. I think I've got about 6 bottles of Sazerac left. I think I bought it for $26 a bottle.
Yeah,
if you can find it, it's not expensive at all.
Yeah, and it's really good.
Yeah, it's a good ride.
I mean, it's just it's amazing, yeah. Really.
Yeah. So. I actually got, that's one of my bunker bottles. I got all my 175s, the big boys, I don't open. I've got a Weller Antique, Buffalo Trace, Sazerac Rye, Willet,
Potsdam,
Eagle Rare. I mean, those are impressive looking bottles when they're that size. They really are. They're cool just to display. Of course, they're up in my cabinet right now. But once I get the bar built, I'll be displaying them.
Yeah, well, you know, there's just so many good ryes and bourbons out there.
Some of the small distilleries that are so good right now. Yeah. It just keeps bringing good stuff out.
you know, a hard truth. And I mean, and trying to think of the other. Well, the one with the one, what is it, Indiana or Hoosier or something. The one that has Matty Glenn and all the other ones.
Spirits French Lick.
French Lick.
Spirits of French Lick, yeah. I knew it was French Lick, and I couldn't remember what they...
New Riff, too, I think, does a great job, especially with Rise.
Oh, yeah.
Their Rise are really good.
Well, they're... And I haven't had a bad bottle, and they're all higher proof. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I like that. There's some other good Indiana whiskeys, too. Starlight's good if you stay away from the one that's not so good. So, well, anyway, I'll tell you what, we're going to wind this down, and what we normally do, we take a break here, and then we'll do another podcast that'll come out a week later, and with another tasting, but we'll record it right. Probably in the next 5 or 10 minutes, and I don't remember when it's coming out, but I'm sure it's sometime in May.
And so, Larry, before we go,
yes,
I got one more statement.
Yes,
you can edit this out or not, but what do you say about the rest of our president coming? Bunch of bullshit, ain't it?
Well, I'm staying out of politics, but I honestly don't. I don't think too many Biden fans are listening to this podcast.
Oh, no, not at all. That's why I don't care to say it either, but even if they did, I'd still tell you.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable is all I got to say.
Yeah. It's a disaster.
Compared to all the others, he is nothing but a target for these people.
Oh, sure. Well, they're scared.
Unbelievable.
They don't have anybody to run, I think if Trump stepped away and whoever he would back, they would win.
Oh, yeah.
I like DeSantis. I think he'd make a good president. The thing is, they're all scared of Trump, and half the Republicans are scared of him.
Oh, yeah.
And with this, they better hope he doesn't get elected, because what's going to happen, there's going to be a little revenge.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
And plus, he can't run a third term, so he don't give a shit either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever comes.
Okay. Okay, well, anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening, and we're going to go out with the national anthem. And thanks again. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And I'll talk to you on the next podcast.